Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Ever feel like your relationships are constantly pulling you in a million different directions? You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle work, family, friends, and suddenly you're running on fumes, barely keeping it together? Well, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to create more peace, more space, and ultimately stronger, healthier relationships? It starts with something powerful. Setting healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries as your personal lifeguard, watching over your well-being and preventing you from being swept away by the demands of others. Today, we're diving into the world of Stoic boundaries, exploring how to create those protective lines and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Now, before you roll your eyes and think boundaries is just another buzzword, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about being cold or aloof. It's about understanding what you can control and what you can't, and focusing your energy on what truly matters. Healthy boundaries allow us to be present and engaged in our relationships without sacrificing our own needs and well-being. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways. First, recognize your values. What's most important to you in life? Is it authenticity? Spending quality time with loved ones? Pursuing your passions? When you know your core values, you can start identifying behaviors and situations that clash with them. Think of it like this. Your values are the compass guiding your boundaries. Second, communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It means expressing your needs and expectations respectfully but firmly. Practice saying no when necessary, and don't be afraid to set time limits for interactions. Remember, a healthy relationship is built on mutual respect, and that includes respecting each other's time and energy. Third, learn to say no without guilt. This is a big one. We often feel pressure to say yes to everything, even when we're already stretched thin. But remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. By setting limits on your commitments, you free up time and energy for the things that truly matter. Fourth, don't be afraid to enforce consequences. If someone consistently disrespects your boundaries, it's important to take action. This might mean taking a break from the relationship, limiting contact, or even ending it altogether. Remember, healthy relationships thrive on mutual respect and accountability. Finally, practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your efforts, and celebrate your successes. Remember, building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, kids, and her aging parents. She constantly feels pulled in every direction, exhausted, and barely getting by. One day, she realizes she needs to set some boundaries. She starts saying no to extra commitments, delegating tasks where possible, and setting aside dedicated time for herself. It's not easy at first, there are some pushbacks, but Sarah sticks to her guns. Slowly, things start to shift. She feels less overwhelmed, more energized, and even stronger in her relationships. Our kids notice she's calmer, our parents understand her limitations better, and she rediscovers a sense of peace. So, remember these key takeaways. Define your values, communicate clearly, say no without guilt, enforce consequences when needed, and practice self-compassion throughout the process. Building healthy boundaries is like building a strong foundation for your relationships. It takes effort, but it's worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundary challenges you face? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going and build a stronger community together. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of Everyday Stoicism, where we'll tackle a new challenge and find wisdom in the chaos of life. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.